U.S. senators from Connecticut and New York are leading the Democratic opposition to President Trump's nomination of Brett Kavanaugh to serve on the U.S. Supreme Court. WSHU's Ebong Udama reports.
Senator Chuck Schumer of New York is the leader of the minority Democrats in the U.S. Senate, and he says he'll use everything he's got to block Kavanaugh's confirmation. On a conference call with reporters, New York's junior senator, Kirsten Gillibrand, argued that if confirmed, Kavanaugh would vote to overturn Roe v. Wade.
If this judge is confirmed, the Supreme Court would tell women that they aren't allowed to make their own decisions with their doctors about their own health. That's what Roe v. Wade is all about. And if you care about it as much as I do, then you should oppose this nominee.
Senator Chris Murphy of Connecticut took to the Senate floor to argue that his colleagues should reject Kavanaugh because he would be a deciding vote to get rid of protections for people with pre-existing conditions. In the Affordable Care Act,
that likelihood that they will take away your health care if you have any of these pre-existing conditions is radically increased. If Brett Kavanaugh is confirmed, I announced last night that I will oppose his nomination. I will be down on the floor talking at length about many of the reasons why this body should reject his nomination.
Connecticut senior U.S. Senator Richard Blumenthal is a member of the Senate Judiciary Committee. He's vowing that there'll be a thorough vetting of Kavanaugh in the committee. Ebong Udama, WSHU News.